Well, super talented. Obviously, getting Richardson back, you know, kind of allows them to get back into some of what they want to do. You know, so they got four or five guys up front that are big, big guys. You know, kind of big run stoppers. You know, clog holes and get after the passer. So they do a good job. And then the scheme obviously kind of fits the personnel that they have. So it's definitely a good group. You know, it's kind of a little similar to the group last week in Buffalo, or 2 weeks ago in Buffalo. Good front four, good front seven. So it'll be a challenge.
You tell them film what went wrong for defense last week, or what Oakland attacked, or what they did.
Yeah, I thought Oakland had a good plan. They did kind of everything, really well. They ran the ball well, they threw the ball well. You know, they got movement up front. On the Jets' good defensive line, so it was impressive to watch. So I think there's kind of some things you could take here and there from different teams, but I think overall we're gonna be who we are and do what we do best.
The Jet players said they were loafing on defense. Can you see that on film?
It's hard to tell. We don't know those guys personally or, what their attitudes are, how they play the game. Obviously there were some missed tackles and stuff, but, I think that happens in every game. I'm sure, whatever their problems are, they'll correct them in-house and get things fixed.
The Revis Island thing, how much do they use him in zone?
You can tell watching him. He's an aggressive corner. He loves to play man. He loves being press coverage, and he's good at it. He's been good at it for many years. So they do switch him up. They'll do some different things and back him up a little bit and play him in zone. But I think he likes playing man, and as a corner and a competitor, I'm sure most guys do. So it's good to watch. I think our guys are excited for the opportunity with him and Cromartie, two good corners. So I think it'll be fun, a good chance to go against two guys that are proven corners and have been around for a long time.
Play sides, or do they?
They do a little both. Revis is matched at times. He hasn't at other times. So I think we'll kind of go out there and within the first series, figure out what their plan is.
How much is the down?
Go ahead.
What's the key for you when you're building against Revis? Does it have to be exceptionally accurate?
Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing is timing and accuracy. It's definitely important every week, but it's certainly important this week with two experienced guys, on both sides with those two. So I think, it'll have to be, good, quick decision-making and getting an accurate ball there on time.
Are you looking forward to the challenge?
Yeah, I think so. It's an opportunity to play against two really good guys. Like I said, that have been around for a long time, seen a lot of football and made a lot of really good plays. So it's exciting to watch, and I think our guys are excited for the challenge.
How much did the downtime help your shoulder?
Good. I felt fine going in. Wasn't any limitations or anything. But it's kind of good for everybody. Get a week off recover. Get a chance to sit down and look a little bit. And kind of perfect timing to be able to look, a game short of halfway through the season and where we're at offensively. Kind of improvements and stuff we need to make.
More along that line, when you talked to Greg and Nate during this week, do you focus on a specific area or two, or is it a broad?
Yeah, I kind of went into it and wanted to just say, okay, when we came back from bye week, what'd you watch? You don't want to say, I watched a lot of stuff. These are the couple of things I watched, paid attention to situational football. How do we get better? How do we improve? And it's cool because you see, where we've been good at. We've been good in every area at some point during the season. We just haven't been able to put them all together. So I think, how do we consistently become a good red zone team? How do we become a good consistent third down team? Because we've shown glimpses and potential of doing it every week. So I think finding out ways to do that every week.
Opening drive this year, 6 points, one touchdown. Is that just fluky, or have you focused on that and get a better start?
Yeah, it's definitely, Ole talks about it all the time, being able to start fast. So it's what we want to do. It's definitely kind of our makeup and what we preach and who we want to be. So I think we've done a good job and we practice it. We go in the first play of every period. We want it to be a good explosive play, something positive. So it's I wouldn't say for any rhyme or reason why we haven't, had success on the first drive, but it's definitely something we want to get better at.
Are all those plays scripted? Most of them?
Yeah, most of them are.
Did Cromartie have some problems last week? But I saw that he got beat a few times. And film, did you see that?
Yeah. Had a couple of times, had a long touchdown on him. A couple of times where he fell down, lost his footing. Guys like that, you expect to be good. You expect them to make plays. So you can't really, look into much into them getting beat. Because I think, those are big playmakers and they're, probably going to be in the right spot at the right time.
A lot is made of Revis and Cromartie, but what have you seen from their safeties and Buster Screen?
Yeah, I got a chance to play against him last year when he was in Cleveland. Really good player. Plays inside the slot a lot, and does some good stuff. They've had multiple safeties play, and they run around and do a good job. I think their corners are their two veteran guys that are obviously the strength of that secondary. And would be in most defenses. But I think they're a solid defense.
Do you think about a cancel pick sixes, or does that make it worse?
No, I've never thought that. I think I've thrown plenty of those for my career.
Throwing out the records of everybody in the division, you guys are in a race. How exciting, if any, is that?
Yeah, it's, Gus talked about it this morning. It's an unbelievable opportunity. But I don't think we look at it any differently than if we were 0-7 or 7-0. We treat this game the same way. I think that's kind of the culture and the mindset everybody has, So I think it's cool to be, fortunate enough to be at 2-5 and end the talk, right? So I think, but the guys do a good job of making sure that, this is, our championship game just like it is every other week.
Like some teams won't even talk about it. They'll just stay away from it and just focus. What's your particular philosophy? Will you talk about the opportunity, or will you just talk about the Jets?
Yeah, I don't think there's a whole lot of reason to talk about it. I think everybody knows it's there. Everybody realizes what's going on in the big picture, and I think it allows us and kind of shows the character and personality of this team that, it doesn't bother us. We're fine. We're able to stay on task and continue to trust our process and go through each week.
A couple throws with you and Julius against Buffalo just looked a little off either one way or the other. Do you feel that's growing still, and how much of a...
Yeah, definitely. And I think, it'll only continue to grow with reps, continuing to work with him, continuing to talk through things, what he's seeing and what we're trying to do. So I think, that'll definitely get better as we go.
Were those like sight adjustment type stuff where you both have to see the same thing?
Yeah. A couple of them were just miscommunication. It was one reason or another. There wasn't a whole lot of side adjustment things where somebody came and he was supposed to snap a route off and didn't. It was really just miscommunication and us continuing to try to get on the same page.